Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. My name is Ward Todd. A beautiful June weekend here in the Hudson Valley. Lots going on throughout our region. Hope you enjoyed. If you're visiting us, you can check the Ulster Chamber website for information on all kinds of great things to do if you're a first-timer. If you've been here for a while, you know, check that website all the time to see things that are happening in our great area. Great place to stay and play, and just a great, great region in our Hudson Valley. So enjoy this beautiful Sunday. Want to thank all of our friends at the Ashokan Center. We had a great mixer this past week. What a beautiful place. Almost 400 acres of just the most beautiful outdoor setting for conferences and retreats. It's in beautiful Olive Bridge, New York. So thanks so much to Gina Gould, who is the executive director and the president of the board, the one and only Jay Unger. We had a great time. Our sponsor for the event, our good friends at Pattison Kosky, Howe and Bucci CPAs. Great time. What a beautiful site. So we're doing another mixer in June, also up toward the Catskills in the beautiful Emerson Resort and Spa in Mount Tremper, New York. Mark down the date, June 15th. It's a Wednesday from 5 to 7 o'clock. Complimentary refreshments for all our chamber members and prospective members. And thanks to our sponsor, Alfondre Architecture. The Emerson Resort and Spa has just undergone a major renovation, so it's pretty special. Check it out with us on June 15th in beautiful Mount Tremper, New York. And also a reminder, we'd love to see you at our breakfast meeting going to be on June the 22nd to hear from the president of the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley, Dave Scarpino. So those are some of our events coming up. We invite you to check them out. And while you're checking our events calendar, look on June 15th because our good friend Doug Motel is doing a special for us. And Doug is our guest on the radio today from Site Optimized. Thank you, Doug, for being with us on the radio.
Thanks for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. So you did something for us, is it a couple years ago already, out at the United Healthcare? Seems like maybe not quite that long, but time does fly.
Time is weird.
Time is
elastic.
Yeah. What's the seminar you're doing for the Chamber Foundation this time?
So this actually isn't really a seminar. It's a little bit different. It's a clinic. So instead of me, you know, coming up with a prepared, you know, PowerPoint presentation, this is an opportunity for people to come in with their the efforts that they're taking and have me give them some real coaching and feedback and let them know if what they're doing is really moving them forward or is it, you know, kind of wasting their time. It's a little like that, you know, the Antiques Roadshow when you bring in your antiques and is this worth anything? I'm going to be, you know, taking a look at the efforts that people are taking and saying, yep, you know, I recommend that you start posting this kind of stuff on Facebook, or let's take a look at your website. You know, Google says that they've got 200 things that they look for when they decide if you should be number one on the first page. Well, let's take a look and see, you know, are you doing that right? And so it's really an opportunity to come and get some very specific feedback, suggestions, analysis of what your efforts are so that you can then go home and save some time and money.
So Doug is a great member of the chamber, and his company is called Site Optimized, and there are three initials that those people who are on websites or social media need to know about. It's SEO, and if you don't know about them, he's going to talk about them in a minute with us. Critically important if you want to find if you want to folks to find your business wherever you are in our beautiful Hudson Valley region. But talk to us about you, Doug. How did you find the Hudson Valley, and how long have you been here?
10 years ago. So, you know, in the sort of, it's a story we've heard a lot, but, you know, my wife and I were living in the city and we had a baby and we had talked about, you know, raising the baby out of the city. We talked about different areas. We had, you know, gone and looked at some places, but then it was like, this is getting to be too much. Let's just concentrate on having the baby. And then we were home from the hospital 3 days, and I was just playing around on Craigslist, sitting by the crib, and I saw this thing. And it was a house. It said 1870s Victorian with 3 acres and a barn. And I said to my wife, "Do you think we should go up this weekend and look at a house?" And she'd had a cesarean, so I didn't know what she was going to say. But she said, "Nope, there's a snowstorm coming this weekend. Let's go today." So we wrapped up the little baby, and we came up here and we looked. It was Rosendale, and we made an offer on the house on the spot, and then the lady accepted it on the spot, and we drove back on the thruway saying, like, what did we do? And I had actually only lived in Manhattan and Los Angeles, so I was a little nervous, but now I love it.
So much for that advice. Sleep on it for a while before you make any major decisions, buying a house or a car. Or whatever.
We were told not to do that. The midwife told us, now don't make any big changes for the first year.
Well, we are delighted that you made that change. Your company is Site Optimized. Tell folks how you formed the company and what do you do for folks?
Yeah, well, so when we moved up here, so that was 10 years ago, so my daughter's 10, I was still working for, I was the director of internet marketing for a medical company in the city, and I was doing I was commuting a couple days a week, working remotely, and it was getting kind of, it was just kind of hard to do that. You know, it was a lot of effort, you know, commuting in that way. And so the owner of the company and I both decided that it would be best for me to train someone to use the systems that I had created to market them online, which were Google and social media. So I created some really great systems, how to do this, how to make it simple, you know, which platforms are worth it, which platforms are not worth it. I pretty much automated it. I made a whole series of checklists so that really a monkey could, you know, go through all the checklists and do everything right. And once I had set that up for them, I just started my own company. So that was 2007. So it's almost 10 years now. And we're on Main Street in Rosendale. Our office is above the Immune Shine Tea House. And, you know, we've been helping people to mostly small businesses. There are, you know, companies like Dragon Search that are also based here that are really good for bigger businesses that have a bigger budget. But if you've got a small budget, I'm focused on helping, you know, a lot of do-it-yourself stuff and that kind of stuff.
I'm assuming a lot of the small companies you work with don't have the ability or the resources to have one person dedicated to just their social media responsibilities.
That's right. That's right.
So you train staff member? Usually?
Yeah. So sometimes, so often it's the owner of the company, you know, if it's a mom and pop. If they're lucky, they've got a nephew or a niece, you know. If they're really lucky, they've got a dedicated, you know, employee. And I do mostly through desktop sharing software, I'll do a training where they can see my computer. And so for half an hour, we'll focus on Facebook. And I'll say, well, okay, let's take a look at the stuff that you're posting. You know, you can see that, you know, people aren't really responding. This is not really the way Facebook has their own little mathematical algorithm, you know, that they use, and you're actually not tripping that algorithm, and let me show you how. And here's a couple of resources, or this is what size your pictures should be, and let me show you how you can resize them without needing to know Photoshop or anything like that. And I record the sessions on video so that they can then download it and watch it as many times as they want. So that's mostly what I do. I do have a couple of clients that I do it for. You know, they've got the budget to, you know, have us do it. But I try to keep that very minimal because I love the interaction with people.
Well, I mean, you are the guru. When people have got a question about how to better utilize what they've got, I know that they call you. I'd love to go through some of the apps that are out there with you and find out who they're best suited for and maybe some tips about how to use them. But talk to people about SEO. Where did that come from and how did it become so important?
Yeah. Well, SEO stands for search engine optimization. And that just basically means, you know, massaging your website, tweaking it, you know, dusting it off, or, you know, sprucing it up, you know, so that Google thinks it is the website that people are looking for when they're doing the research.
And Google search is the accepted platform by most people, right?
Yeah. I mean, I focus a lot on Google, but there's also Bing, you know, which is another one. And, you know, Yahoo, but Yahoo and Bing actually share the same back-end software. Google is the big one. And the reason why Google is so important is because not so much the Google.com even, but that database of research is used in all kinds of different places. It's being used on people's phones. It's being used, now they actually have refrigerators that have a tablet in the door that's set to Google for people to do, you know, research recipes, you know. So getting into Google's database is important because they're very, very forward thinkers, and they are, you know, they're probably going to be around for a long time, and they're going to be using that database, using those search results for things that we can't even dream of right now.
Do you find some people are a little intimidated or even scared by that, that Google, among others, seems to know so much about us after we've become friendly with them?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, there are some valid concerns for, you know, privacy, I suppose. But to be honest, Ward, I don't really think about that very much because in this day and age of social media, I figure don't do anything you wouldn't want your grandmother to know about. And as you know, as long as that's the way you're, you know, living your life, I don't worry too much about.
That's a good rule of thumb. So let's talk a bit about Facebook, because it seems to be, in many instances, it's gray, I guess, in my mind. I'll see a person on Facebook. I'll see a business on Facebook. I'll see some ads which are clearly paid for by somebody that seem to be popping up once in a while. How's Facebook working these days, and who's not on Facebook?
Well, Facebook is, there's really three ways to play on Facebook. There is a personal profile, and that's closed to you and the people that you invite to, you know, be in. And the look of that, the interface, what it looks like when you log in, looks a certain way. Another way to play is with groups. And that looks a little bit different when you log in. You see it just, you know, has some different things. And that groups are closed to the people that you allow in. The third way is a Facebook page, which, you know, used to be a fan page. It's called a business page. And that's an entirely different animal. It's, in fact, completely open to the public to a point where you don't have to have a Facebook account to go to someone's Facebook business page and see the content. And the Facebook business page is kind of an extraordinary opportunity to tell the story about your business when you think about it. I mean, we've come to take it for granted, but when you think of the fact that you could post videos, you know, and pictures and updates, like all these things that just a couple of years ago, for you to have your potential customers learn this information about your business and the backstory of your business, you know, that's really unprecedented. And so Facebook is being used by a lot of people. The demographics show that younger people are losing interest in Facebook for the most part, at least, you know, lately. Who knows what they'll be tomorrow. And the growing demographic is actually, people over 60.
Right. And so the younger demographic, they're on
Instagram.
Yeah,
and Snapchat, and some of the newer stuff that comes along. And Twitter, they do use Twitter. But yeah, if your target audience is, well, of course, it depends on, you know, your goods and services. But if you are selling something that has any visual component to it, you know, like tourism, for instance, or weddings, or, you know, art, or music, or anything like that, entertainment, the younger people are using, listen to me, the young folks, the whippersnappers, they're using that Instagram. You know, they're on Instagram, which is an app on your mobile device.
And mobile devices are pretty much running the world now, aren't they? I see people registering higher numbers all the time for chamber events and other events, I assume, on their smartphones.
Yeah. It's become so important that Google now takes into consideration highly whether or not your website is a mobile-friendly device when it considers whether to put you at the top of the search results, especially for the search results that are being displayed on people's mobile device. So if, you know, website, let's say, you know, there's two bakeries and they both have a website. If Bakery A has a mobile-friendly website and Bakery B does not, and people are on their mobile device and they're searching for a bakery in the area, the one that has the mobile-friendly website's going to come up.
It's absolutely amazing. And we invite you to learn more about this and so much more with Doug. Doug Motel is our guest on the radio, and he is also going to be conducting a clinic for our Chamber Foundation. The date is June the 15th. It's from 9 to noon. It's going to be at the United Healthcare. They have a wonderful conference room, plenty of parking space. And it's a search and social media clinic. Doug, we thank you for offering to do this for our members. It really should be a wonderful opportunity to find out how they're doing in their own businesses, right?
Yeah. Yep. Come on down and bring the foundation.
Bring your iPad. Bring your laptop with you.
Yeah. And if you want to email me in advance your the stuff that you'd like me to look at, you can email me. You could go to my website, siteoptimized.com. My email address is dmotel@siteoptimized.com. And just, put Ulster Foundation in the subject heading and give me a couple of links, and we can start off, with your business, and I can, start off by giving you some good feedback.
So talk about folks who have a website, which hopefully has been updated and is, catchy, and people are going to want to visit it, and how it integrates with Facebook. So if I've started the business and now I've got my grandson who's opened up a Facebook page for me, how do we get folks to actually see more of what I have to offer on my website? How do we do that?
Well, social media is a very, very unique animal in terms of marketing. Something happened around 2005 where the world exploded and it changed, and the internet changed from being about information, getting information, to participation. People want to participate. They want to share. They want to share their opinion. They want to share what they're eating. They want to share what movies they liked, all that kind of stuff. So what it was a result, I think, of a generation that caught on to the fact that they were being manipulated. They were being manipulated by, Madison Avenue, by advertising and marketing. And so people are very suspicious now. We become very, very, very savvy. We can smell it a mile away when someone is really trying to just sell to us. So social media is a different way to approach marketing, because you have to make sure that you do not come off like a mercenary who's just interested in yourself. It's social. It's called social media for a reason. You have to be social. You have to, now people want to know the backstory about your business. They want to see, they want to see, they want to see you going to the doctor, they want to know, everything that's going on. And so you have to make sure that it's not all just links to your website. Here's what I've got on my website, buy. So I do believe that your website is the most important thing in your marketing arsenal, because of the fact that we don't know how long these social media sites are going to last. I mean, MySpace was so important for so long. Friendster, these things have all gone by the wayside. And for people who didn't put any effort in building up their website, then they put it all on those platforms, they were in trouble. So I believe that your first the first thing that you dedicate your efforts to is the website, and then you use these social media platforms to gingerly and, subtly and occasionally drive people to the content on your website. But you do that by getting them to have a sense of the DNA, if you will, of your business, giving them, we are emotional animals. If you can help people to have a kind of emotional experience, like, wow, those people seem really, that baker seems really, really nice. I bet if I eat her brownies, they're filled with love. That's hard to do by taking an ad out in a magazine, although I do believe in print advertising as well and radio advertising as well. But, social media allows you to create a place where people could have an emotional experience about your business. And that's going to make the difference between whether or not they are loyal to you or, move on to find a place where they can have an emotional connection.
Is it true that if you post either a picture of your dog or your baby That will get more attention than anything else on Facebook?
Well, don't leave out kittens.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dogs, kittens, babies.
Yes. If you post things that are either very, very cute or very, very funny or very, very informative, you know, was like, wow, I did not know that. Or, you know, or very, very sexy, depending on your business, that is, as I said, we're emotional animals, or emotional beings. People do respond more. I mean, I have clients, you know, that I manage this stuff for, and I look at their analytics, and the traffic that they're getting, and I can see whenever an owner of a business posts a picture of them with the UPS. Arrival of their, you know, supplies, and you see the owner, you know, opening up the box and our new shipment came in, you know, that kind of stuff gets much more likes and clicks and stuff than, you know, buy from us, here's our products.
And does it, in fact, can it help the small business person who's struggling maybe with all of the bigger stores that are out there and you know how difficult it is for folks in particularly in retail today?
Yes, absolutely. You know, there is a movement towards local, but you have to give people a reason to believe in local. You know, you can't be like, just I'm local, so darn it, buy from me instead of Walmart. Right. You know, there's a responsibility there. You have to feel local. You have to feel like a neighbor. You have to give us the sense that you're part of the community and I'm part of the community, and so let's do business together. And that's something that you can do very well with social media.
And for some older folks, I can see the difficulty. It's, you know, it's easy to reach across the aisle and put your hand out and shake somebody's hand. Hard somehow sometimes to get that kind of attraction to a potential customer through social media.
Yeah, it is. So you have to take a look at where you're comfortable. You know, there are people who don't want to be on camera at all, and you have to honor that. I mean, if you really, really do not want the picture of you opening up the UPS package, then you shouldn't post it. That's not going to be helpful. But maybe there's somebody who works at the store who doesn't mind, you know, who could be, give us a sense.
Well, I tell you, we have to do a second show because our time is just flying by. Give folks the date, time, and place for your clinic and tell us why they should attend.
Well, the clinic is on June 15th, and it's from 9 to 12, and it's being held at the United Healthcare. That's on Boise's Lane in Kingston. There is a discount. It's a fundraiser for the foundation. The foundation is doing some really great stuff. In particular, this fundraiser is for the leadership aspect of the foundation. And the price is $49, I think. You know what? I'm not sure of the price.
$45 for chamber members.
$45 for chamber members.
I think it's here somewhere.
And for non-chamber members, I think it's
slightly more. Join the chamber and then come to the clinic.
Yeah, and if you join the chamber at the clinic, you actually can use that amount toward your chamber.
We'll find some other bonus to give them too. So yeah, come on out and enjoy this. It really will. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity. And Doug is just a wealth of information. And please, as you said, right, bring your iPad, bring your laptop, and you'll actually, it's a clinic. You'll look at what they're doing and help them do it better.
I will. I promise.
Okay. Again, mark down the date. It's June the 15th, and it's from 9 a.m. to noon. It's at United Healthcare, right near the former IBM property. It's something you're going to absolutely love. And Doug, I do want to get you back soon to talk more. So just final note, the hottest new app for folks today, we know Google Plus is gone. You've mentioned Instagram is hot with kids. Is there a new app out there now we need to have?
Well, you know, there's so many, so I don't want people to be overwhelmed. But, you know, Snapchat is an opportunity to make really short videos that are really popular. There are ways to use that for marketing, too.
Great.
Yeah.
Periscope?
Periscope. And then Facebook Live was just launched, and you can do live streaming. And I think that's going to be...
Does that have legs? What do you think?
Yes, I think that's going to be around because we do still want to see stuff that's live, especially since we're living more and more in a world where things are pre-recorded.
Awesome. Doug Motel, thanks for being our guest on the radio. His company is Site Optimized. You can find a direct link to him from the Chamber website, which is ulsterchamber.org. That's the same place to go to register for his seminar. So thanks for being on the radio.
Thank you.
All right, pleasure. Final reminder, please come join us at our next mixer, going to be at the beautiful Emerson Resort and Spa in Mount Trumper, New York, later the same day, June 15th from 5 to 7 o'clock. So it can be your chamber day. Check it out. More at ulsterchamber.org. That's our show for today. Thanks for joining us. See you again next week at the same time for another edition of Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce.